Rodeo Week is here, and let's be honest, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is a blast, but it can be an overwhelming experience. From parking to the hundreds of food options, the exhibits, and the rides, there's so much to do. So I'm calling in the dream team of Hey Houston newsletter editor Brooke Lewis and producer Carleon Jones to share our best tips to enjoy the rodeo like a pro. And we're doing it thanks to our sponsor, Tecovas, sellers of the best cowboy boots and Western apparel that honors the true spirit of the rodeo. And stick around after the episode for your first Tecovas tip of the day. It's Monday, February 26th. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Oh my God, can you believe it, ladies? We are at rodeo season. It is here. Brooke, welcome in. Carleon, welcome in. How are y'all?
Doing good.
I'm really excited for rodeo season. It's always my favorite time of the year.
Same here. It's the light at the end of the tunnel for me, right? We survived winter, and now we're in rodeo season, and sure enough, we're going to have beautiful weather. It's been great for the last week and a half. I'm so pumped. I'm excited. So we're going to get everybody ready for the rodeo by giving you some insider tips, okay? We're going to be hitting on a few categories. Parking, which is probably the most important one. Food, which is now the most important one. Carnival rides, things to do, which has just surpassed food and parking, okay? Everything's really important. And then the concerts. So let's jump into it. We have a lot to talk about. Let's start with parking. Give me your best tips for parking to get our listeners ready for the rodeo. Brooke, start us off.
So, you know, be like me and just hate parking. I don't like to park. I don't like to park anywhere close to the rodeo. So I just want to Uber and I want to get there as quickly as possible. So my tip is to find someone that lives close to the rodeo, you know, in the loop, and park in their neighborhood and just ride all together. You guys can split the Uber. Then maybe you all spend like $5 to $10, not as much as you would spend parking. And you get there quick and easy and avoid all the parking drama that comes with the rodeo. You can also, if you don't want to Uber, Metro Rail is also a really easy and affordable way to get to the rodeo. You know, it can get packed when it's spring break week or the weekends because a lot of other people have the same idea as you. But it also is just a fast way to avoid traffic. You know, there's tons of Metro Rail stations near NRG. And so you just hop on, it'll drop you off really close to NRG Stadium. And then you just walk in and you kind of cut down on some of the walking that you may have to do if you get dropped off in an Uber lot. But Raheel, I know you love parking and also spending more money on parking.
Yeah. So I've gotten more bougie, okay? Like, I even pronounce it rodeo now, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm that bougie.
He's a new man.
Yeah. So there, you guys know me, and I think the listeners have learned now almost a year in, I'm cheap, all right? There's no way to put this. I'm cheap with a lot of things, but I am not cheap when it comes to parking and accessibility. So before, I would park on the street, you know, like off yes. Kirby near Merworth, there were some lots and some street parking available. You can also go by that Fiesta that was back there off of Old Spanish Trail and McNee Road. You can find some street parking. That was me before. Now with kids and you want to lug strollers and walking with them, I just go to the parking lot now and go to the official rodeo lots because those are worth the time and the money. The $25, I will gladly pay $25 to park in the yellow or teal lots. It just makes life so much easier. You don't have to stress out about your car being towed. There was a time when I was okay with it. But ladies, not anymore, okay? Carly, do you believe this? This is me now.
This is unbelievable, because especially because he knows the color of the lots and everything. You know he's serious about it when you know the exact color lot you're in. Like, for me, I have to Uber. I'm like the same as Brooke. I'm not about to waste the time and the energy to fight through traffic. That's my main thing. Like, I want somebody else to do that for me. So I always Uber. But if you Uber, I will say this. They kind of drop you off a little far. They drop you off in those lots, like towards like the end of the street. And there's like a designated Uber drop off area. And like, I remember walking a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot to go back to that Uber station. It was terrible. Now, if you get lucky, you might get an Uber driver that doesn't know what they're doing and they'll drop you off like right in front of the NRG stadium. That's only if you get lucky though. Like the other people that are dropping you off at the designated place, it's terrible. So I would say if you don't want to walk far and you don't want to drive, Uber and then take one of the, like the bike riding stations. Like, you know, the people that like ride the bikes and have like the little carriage on the back.
Yeah. The little rickshaws. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So like that's your best bet if you don't want to walk super far to the stadium, which is going to be a little costly. It's going to be a little costly.
It will.
But
it will. But look, Carly, you got to walk. You got to get those steps in because you're going to be eating so many fried foods and so many bad things at the rodeo, which is one of the best parts of the rodeo. So it's okay to get those steps in. Like, it's okay to get some cardio in while you're getting ready to eat.
You're right. You're right. It's balance. It's balance.
Yes, that's what we're all about. Okay, any final parking tips?
So I would also say check the weather before you figure out your parking plan. Houston weather can be very unpredictable, and we always have one cold day during rodeo season. And I actually last year remember going on a cold day with Carly and it being really cold, us kind of shivering as we're walking around, eating some good food. Also another cold day when I went with my parents. So there can be some cold snaps throughout. So just monitor it because you may not want to walk as much. So that could determine whether you Uber, use Metro Rail, or park closer. So look at the weather, guys.
It was so cold that day that I lost my hat. It flew off my head. I didn't even feel it fly off. I never found the hat. So if y'all seen a black cowgirl hat with gold around it, that was mine.
Let's get to our next category, food. For me, I'm starting this off because you know I have a sweet tooth. I'm all about the desserts. You can't go to the rodeo without indulging in a fried cheesecake or deep fried butter. Those two are my go-to plays, all right? I have to have both of them. That fried cheesecake, it makes sense. They take a slice of cheesecake, batter it up, deep fry it, and then put chocolate sauce all over it. It is so good. It's hot, it's cold, it is full of fat, it is full of calories. And then you get to deep fried butter as a chaser, okay? What they do is they take basically pieces of cold butter, batter it up, and then deep fry it. And it's almost like a waffle. And then they put maple syrup on top. It is so good. There's so many different stalls as well. Pick your stall. They're all really good. Each stall changes. So I don't want to like give you where this stall is going to be because the location changes. But there's so many different places. You're going to love it. I'm starting with dessert. Carly, how about you?
No, Raheel has me worried over here with this deep fried butter. I can't. Like, the idea of it just makes me want to, it's just cringe. Like, ew. Like, oh my God. I'm with you with the cheesecake. The fried cheesecake is really good. Me and Brooke and our producer, AK Almoman, tried it last year and it was so good. Now the butter, I just can't. Like,
It's almost like a waffle. The butter just basically melts inside this ball of gooey deliciousness dough.
Okay.
And then they just put syrup on top. It's eating a buttered waffle.
So you're not like biting into like a thickness of...
No. Like 90% of it melts. So you're not biting straight into a piece of butter.
Okay.
It sounds like something just like oozing down your throat to clog your arteries. Like your just arteries are immediately getting clogged as soon as you take in that deep fried butter. We already know, right?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. But it's once a year. Come on. Sometimes three times a year because you go to the rodeo multiple times. But it's still once a year, right? If you keep telling yourself that.
Okay. I'm surprised as like healthy as you are, Raheel, that you would go for deep fried butter. Like out of everything, like that was your pick.
Yeah. I work out so I could eat really badly.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Okay. Balance. That's the theme
it's
of today.
Balance again. There it is. How about you, Carly? What is your food tip?
Oh, so for me, it's just come ready to eat, okay? Like, I feel like the rodeo is the perfect time to try multiple things. Like, don't just come and get, like, one thing that's fried. Like, no, don't do that. Come in there with a check off list of things that you want to try. Like last year, we had all types of crazy things from pickled pizza to chocolate covered bacon. We had this chicken cereal burger. That wasn't good. That was pretty nasty. But I was happy that I tried it. It was all about the experience. So I feel like when you go to the rodeo, it's just the time to really just like go dibble and dabble in different things. And I think you should bring a partner with you so yes. you can like eat as much as possible, you know?
Yeah, and if you're with a group, get one item, split it, yeah. get multiple things. Not only does it make sense from the health perspective, right? You're not eating a whole slice of fried cheesecake, mm-hmm. but also financially. Things are expensive at the rodeo, yes. and of course, everything is expensive now. So don't, you know, look, there is some sticker shock that comes with this. Mm-hmm. Like a slice of deep fried cheesecake is going to be, you know, near $10 almost. Mm-hmm. So that will happen. So when you split it with, you know, three or four people, financially, it makes sense. Health-wise, it makes sense. And you get, as you mentioned, a taste of everything, Carly. I love that tip.
Yep, exactly.
How about you, Brooke?
So for me, the rodeo is all about barbecue. I will not feel satisfied until I have some brisket. And I usually get a brisket sandwich from Good Company. And for me, it's all about that, the tents, guys. You know, the white tents, it's like the holy grail of the rodeo. That's where they keep all the good food, all the mm-hmm. best food. And you can try all different items, like from barbecue to Tex-Mex to, you know, your typical carnival foods like funnel cake. But another item that I had for the first time last year that I'm already thinking about for this year is the micheladas. They're a Mexican cocktail and they're so good. They come in different flavors. Carly also had one last year with me and they're so delicious. They're so refreshing.
Yeah, Brooke was talking about that like for the rest of the day. After we had that drink, she was like, oh my gosh, I love this so much. I love this so much the whole rest of the day.
I really did. It was just, it's like, yeah. especially on a hot day, because you know the rodeo is going to have like one of those really hot days when you're just like exhausted walking around. You've been at the carnival all day and they have them out in the carnival selling them. So it's super refreshing. Get it at the end of a day when you feel like you have been sweating and you've been riding on all the different rides and you just want something refreshing to have.
Yeah, there's tons of flavors too. And they're huge. They actually like, they last pretty long because they're like in a big kind of like a jug almost that you can carry around.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So one last thing, when it comes to food, as you mentioned, Brooke, you've got the white tent. Okay, so there's different food sections. You got the white tent, which has a lot of local businesses. It has some out-of-town businesses as well. You'll see everything in there. Then you've got the fairgrounds, right? The carnival area, which has all the deep-fried stuff, the turkey legs. There's a bunch of stalls there. Then you also have the NRG Center, where all the exhibits are. And in the lobby of the NRG Center, you've got food vendors as well. Then you've got the actual stadium, NRG Stadium. Inside there, you've got a bunch of vendors. So you have a lot of selections. Walk around and see what everybody has and then make your decision, right? Just don't jump right into like the first yeah. stall you see because there are a lot of offerings. Mm-hmm.
But the white tent is elite. Just like Brooke said, that's where the best yes. stuff yes. is, the white tent.
It's like, you know, you get to it and you're like, oh, like I made it. I made it to paradise of the rodeo. It's the white tent. But everybody else will be there too. So, you know, you got to stand in the line, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in Downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. Okay, we've parked. We have gotten good food. Our bellies are full. So it only makes sense to jump on some carnival rides and do some certain things around the rodeo. Okay, I wouldn't recommend jumping on some carnival rides like right after you eat all this fried food and all these delicious things because you don't want to stop the rides, okay? You figure out what I mean by that. We don't want people throwing up. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of different things to do. So Carly, start us off. What are some tips for things to do around the rodeo that people should enjoy and take advantage of?
Okay, so my big tip for when you go to the carnival rides is to buy your tickets like a few rides at a time. And the reason why I say this is because it's a huge rodeo. There's so much to do. There's so many people there. So you're going to kind of get discouraged once you start getting in those lines. You're not going to ride as much stuff as you think that you want to, because the lines are going to get so long that you're just like, okay, like after you get on one ride, you might do a second one. You might get to a third one at the most. But typically, I see so many people go home with stacks of tickets or are like passing tickets out to people because they bought too many. And so you don't want to be that person. Some people, like my cousin last year, she bought too many tickets and she was like, I'm just going to come back another day. Never came back another day. So don't waste your money. Make sure that you buy it a few rides at a time and you'll be way better off. I promise.
Yeah, but it's so tempting because you want to buy more, right? You save money by buying more. So you're like, yeah, you know what? I do want to save a little. But then at the end of the day, as you mentioned, if you don't use them, you're losing money either way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you got to figure out that balance. I like going around the like exits and entrances for that reason you just mentioned. People are always just handing out rodeo coupons for rides because they have too many. I'll just kind of hover around. I'm just like, oh. You know, and it also helps that if you have a kid with you and they're like, oh, do you want some free rides? Yes, she does. Okay. Yes, she does. Because daddy doesn't want to spend too much money.
That's
here.
Hilarious. That's a good tip right there. Just go hover around and wait for the free tickets that people bought too many of.
Yeah. It always helps to have a kid there with you. So just if you don't have a kid with you, find a random kid and see if you can get some free ticket rides. But all jokes aside, that is a good tip. Like, buy what you need. And it depends what time you go, right? Because if you're going 5 hours before the show, the lines aren't that long. Yeah. So you could really take full advantage of it. If you're going when the rodeo opens up, you're going to get to ride whatever you want. But yeah, if you're there an hour before the concert, it's going to be packed. Mm-hmm. And you also need to get into the stadium. So there's that as well. So yeah, be mindful of what time you're there and how many rides you are planning on riding. I'm going to give a free tip here, okay? You're already inside the fairgrounds and you've already bought a lot of food. So you're like, okay, this is so expensive. Go to NRG Center. And this is where you have all the animals. You've got the petting zoo. You can go look at all these world-class animals that are being auctioned off. And it is amazing to walk that NRG Center. It's also AC and heater friendly. So it's all indoor comfort. It does smell like a farm, okay? So there is that angle. Mm. They have a lot of exhibits. They have a lot of different vendors. That whole center is an experience in itself, and it's free. It comes with your ticket. Go check that out.
Yeah, I love walking through there. I feel like I always treat myself to at least one or two things. Like, it's my little, like, annual gift to myself. And usually when you're with someone, like, yeah, you can get them a gift. Like, it's a fun little shopping excursion that you may not expect at the rodeo, but I love going in there.
Yeah, my favorite part is like seeing all the art that the kids from like high school and junior high like make.
Yes.
It's so amazing because like you think that since they're younger that their art isn't going to be like as spectacular as it is, mm-hmm. but it's like when you see it, you're amazed. It's like, oh my gosh, these Picassos here. Like they're yes. so talented. It's amazing.
All right, Brooke, I'm so excited to hear about your tip here. Tell me what you got.
Okay, so you know, you guys, I don't like roller coasters while y'all are doing all the high thriller, exciting things. I'm over there in the Champion Wine Garden, sipping a nice little wine, listening to live music. So for those who don't know, there is a wine garden in the fairgrounds of the rodeo. So really, this is a great spot. Like if you're looking for a place to meet people and you want to have a touchstone spot, the wine garden is a great place to say, hey, I'm going to be in front of the wine garden, and you really can't miss it. Like, and if you need directions, like someone would be able to point you where to go. So the wine garden is great because it doesn't cost extra to go in. I think there's a misconception. Some people think, oh, I have to pay an extra fee to get in there. No, you can just walk right in, but you're going to want to order something. So you're still spending a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. So you can get a nice glass of wine, you can get a bottle of wine, and you can sit there with your friends or family or a significant other and just hang out. They also have live music a lot throughout the time of the rodeo. So it's a great alternative. You don't want to spend money on concert tickets, or if you just, you know, want to have something fun and new and different to do this rodeo season.
Yeah, the wine garden last year was like kind of by the NRG Center. So it's not super hard to find. It's across the street from the stadium as well. And mm-hmm. it is elite. It's definitely a great vibe.
Yeah. So the schedule this year is it's open on Mondays through Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then mm-hmm. the weekends, it's open up later. So Fridays, it opens up at 2 p.m., closes at midnight. Saturdays, wow. 11 a.m. So early start, closes at midnight. And then Sundays, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So you can kind of hang out there for a while. I will say it does get more packed, you know, on weekends. So, you know, maybe pick a weeknight to hang out there because you can still stay there for a while, at least until 11 p.m. and have a little fun.
That's a great way to end the night as well, right? After a concert, yes. you still have more live music. That's such a good tip right there. Okay, now speaking of concerts, speaking of the main attraction, right? I do want to let people know. So there are different types of tickets to get into the rodeo if you don't know by now, right? I think a lot of us are seasoned pros with this. So you've got the fairground tickets that can get you in and you get access to the carnival, the midway, you've got the exhibits at NRG Center, but you don't get access to the actual concert inside NRG Stadium. But if you have an NRG Stadium concert ticket, you get access to everything, including the concert, right? So just know the different types of tickets. Let's get our tips for the concert itself. Carly, start us off.
Okay, so I would say get there early and go to the pre-show. So just like Rahil was explaining, like there's different tickets and your concert ticket gets you into everything, which includes a pre-show that has kind of like all the real rodeo experience is what I'm going to call it. Mm-hmm. It has yes. the real rodeo experience. You get to see the mutton bus thing. You yes. get to see people on the horses. You get to see the cattle. You get to see a whole show right before the concert. Now, if you just go to the concert, you're only going to be there for an hour, which I'm like, why would you waste your nice outfit to get dressed and only sit down for an hour for the music? You should go and get that full experience because literally like it's included in your ticket. You pay for it. Why would you not do it?
Mm-hmm. And it makes sense because when the rodeo says a concert is starting at 8 p.m., they literally mean it starts at 8 p.m. Yes. This is not like a televised sporting event where they say the game is starting at 8 o'clock, but they really don't start until 8:15. Mm-hmm. No, 8 o'clock means they are starting. So get there early, as Carly mentioned. Enjoy all the rodeo events. And plan ahead. It takes a long time to make your way from wherever yes. you are on the fairgrounds to your seat. Like, plan 45 minutes, okay? Because with the crowd, with the wait, with the security check, walking around the stadium, finding your seat, NRG Stadium is huge, okay? It takes time. So plan ahead to get there. So if you want to see the pre-show rodeo events and the kids doing mutton busting, try to be in your seats like an hour and a half before. So start making your way there so you can enjoy all of that. Brooke, how about you?
Yeah, I actually have two tips. So I suggest that you should do two separate trips to the rodeo. Have a day where you're going to the concert, like that's your mission. I'm going to see this person. You get there early for the pre-show, enjoy all the fun rodeo events, and then enjoy the concert. And then have a separate day for like the carnival. I'm going to go pig out because that's what I like to do because I feel so rushed when I have it all in one day. Like unless you're going to get there at like 11 a.m. and you're just going to go home at midnight. Like yeah. it's hard to get in all the fun. So if you can, try to just split it up between two trips because you'll get the most, especially if it's your first rodeo experience ever. Like if this is your first time going to the rodeo, I suggest going, you know, two times and getting that in. But also with the concerts, you know, I think sometimes, you know, country may not be your main thing that you want to see, but pick an artist that you haven't heard of before and enjoy it because the tickets really aren't that expensive. And when else are you going to be able to see like an hour long concert with that artist? And I've enjoyed every rodeo concert that I've been to, from Brad Paisley to Santana to Usher one time. Like it's the most random people. But it's so fun because you never get that experience again. And it's also not as expensive as going to their tour. So just pick an artist. Even if you don't know all their songs, you're going to have a great time.
See, when I pick an artist I do like, I get frustrated that it's only an hour, right? Same. And I'm like, come on, that's all we get. And they only, literally, they only yes. do an hour. Like, they're so strict with their schedule at the Houston Rodeo. It's 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock, and that is it. like at 9 o'clock, they're wrapping it up. They will rush these artists off the stage. Like, they're like, hey, we need to get y'all out of here so y'all can go spend some money outside and buy fried cheesecake. They are really on top of it. But how else will you be able to watch that person for so inexpensive?
Yes. And it is always sad, like when they bring out that pickup truck, you know, for them to exit. It's like, that's when the concert's just getting going. You're like, they're already going to leave. Like, I want to see more. But that's just the experience. Like, you'll enjoy it. You really will have a good time. And I think just having that full experience of the rodeo before, seeing like the mutton busting and I love the races with like the different grocery stores. Like, that's always my favorite.
Yeah.
It's a good experience overall.
Well, I feel ready for the rodeo. I can't wait to get out there again this year and take full advantage of one of the marquee events in our city. Brooke, Carly, thank you so much for getting all of our listeners ready with your insider tips. We can't wait. We'll see you around. And again, if you see us out and about at the rodeo, make sure you stop and take a picture with us. Say hi to us. We love interacting with y'all. We love when y'all tell us, like, I love this episode. It's such a good feeling. So if you see us out there, say hi to us.
Yes. And we'll probably be eating fried cheesecake or barbecue. So, you know, just approach us with caution.
I'm excited, y'all. I hope to see y'all out there. And I also hope that Beyonce comes next year, since she's a country artist now. So,
yes,
just putting that out there.
Yes. Beyonce, if you're listening, this is what we want. This is what the Houstonians want.
That was Brooke Lewis and Carleon Jones. You can find more info on parking and getting around the rodeo with the links in our show notes. It's Rodeo Week here on CityCast Houston, and after each episode, I'm going to be hitting you with some Tecovas tips on how to enjoy the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo like a pro. Today, I'm going to tell you how to take advantage of the rodeo's special days to get free tickets for you and your family. Wednesday, February 28th and Wednesday, March 13th are family days. This is where kids 12 and under and seniors 60 and over get free admission into the rodeo grounds from opening until noon. On February 28th, it's Armed Service Appreciation Day, so actively serving military members in uniform with a current military ID get free admission for themselves and, get this, for family members. March 4th is First Responders Day, where law enforcement officers, firefighters, EMS, and other emergency service workers receive free admission for themselves and for family members. And finally, March 6th is the popular Community Day, where all guests get free admission until noon with buy one, get one free rides and games throughout the grounds. So what are you going to do with all this money that you save from these special days? I don't know about you, but I would buy some cowboy boots. I'm just saying. And you can step into a new pair at Tecovas this year. And remember, don't go gently. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. So much, like, literally the construction people are like, can we use your driveway and park it? I'm like, no, because your truck is so heavy. It's going to mess up our driveway. Just got it done.